Do you want to hear my embarrassing story today featuring numbers?
Yeah, numbers. Tell me about them. I love numbers.
Well, I entered the magic math world that Donald Duck
got trapped in
on that one math special. No.
You mean Math Magic Land?
No, it's not Math Magic Land.
Oh, man.
Though I did talk with somebody today about the Phantom Blot and Karl Barks.
Karl Barks.
Not Karl Marks. Not Karl Marks.
See, I was about to say.
Karl Barks.
I get those guys mixed up a lot.
Yeah. Listen. One had a lot of Scrooge McDuck going to the Congo and stealing gold from the natives, like the little racist he is.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one wrote about the superstructure and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it has something to do with Legos or I don't know. Karl Marx is a brick, brick builder. Big brick boy.
Big brick boy.
So I bought a cheeseburger today at A&W, and the guy who took my order. The order came out to be $9.11.
That'll be
$9.11. And then I paused for a second and I said to myself, I shouldn't make a joke. And he looked, so I paused there, but I paused for too long. And he looked me in the eyes and he said, is anything wrong? And I looked back at him. I said, never forget. And then for my food, I laughed to myself like an insane person. And then I left and sat with my friends at a table. Anyway, that was my great I bet this guy thinks I laughed at the death of thousands of Americans. So,
well, listen, at least
never,
you didn't hear.
I'll never forget.
At least
that.
You didn't hear your JJ did the jet plane kissing the Twin Towers joke.
He probably knew it. It's a hit tweet.
I mean, it's a hit tweet.
Isn't everybody a part of weird Twitter?
I mean, I guess.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, this guy turns out to be Dildo Hitler.
God damn it.
He's like, damn, I gotta steal that joke.
Oh boy. Oh man.
It's better than breakdancing.
This is Hogcast Speedy Delivery. Oh, this is Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black.
Yo.
And we're just delving into the world of Sonic and pizza and sadness.
Sadness, huh?
I made sure this week we didn't go 25 minutes without actually starting the show.
Oh, wow.
As has been the case with the last handful.
Yeah, yeah. We
started in...
I don't even know what we've been talking
started
about.
Started after a couple of minutes.
Well, we did a pretty good job this time, Russ.
We usually talk about Thanos is dick.
Or his helicopter.
World-destroying dick.
Helicoptering his dick.
Or his Hey, man. When I think of rich people with helicopters, usually it's just an extension of their dick. You know what I mean? That or a sword.
I watched this documentary about these guys that like to fuck cars. It was like a weird BBC documentary. And it's about these guys that have like a weird obsession with their cars, and they like to like rub their dicks on them and fuck the tailpipes or just jerk off on cars.
We all find ourselves in weird places.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this one guy, he had apparently he didn't just limit himself to cars. He was sort of into all vehicles. And at one point he claims to have had sex with a helicopter from the TV show Airwolf. Because he said he somehow managed to get in, like, to go view this helicopter, and like some people are like letting him like take a tour and like visit it, and they had like, I guess they just left him alone, and he started just like, you know, rubbing up against it and kissing it, and I guess at one point he cut his dick out and he started.
Are these guys like conservative though? That's what I wonder. Are they conservative guys? Do they strike you that way?
This guy had like a weird kind of like one of those flat caps, like an Irish, like, taxi cab driver would wear, except it had like bear, except it had bear ears attached to it, like teddy bear ears. Uh-huh. So he kind of looked like a weird.
Oh, no.
And he had long gray hair, or graying hair, and he played a song about on his keyboard about how he is like a more like a spoken word poem, and it had something about his car, like accepting his loving seed. And yeah, anyway, he fucked the helicopter Airwolf, and all the people that were there, like giving him this tour, presumably just stood around and watched because they thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
And he was looking at pictures of him like posed with Airwolf, just like kissing it and like just holding it and stuff, like you would hold a lover.
Befriending it.
Yeah, trying to wrap as much of it between his arms as he can, but he can't because it's a helicopter, it's much bigger than he is. And then he had a weird moment where he's like, yeah, she crashed a few years back, killed everyone inside. I miss her.
It was so weird. I don't think they're in love. I think a lot like Meta Homu and Sasakaga, they're just buds. They're just friends.
Just gal pals with just a helicopter. Friends with
it. I don't. No, I was going to make a joke about RC from the Transformers, the female Transformer. I think there's two or three.
I thought you were going to say RC from Toy Story.
When I think about it, they probably hate RC. I bet they're all kind of MRAs, and they're like, they should get rid of RC.
They probably don't like the Transformers at all, because they don't want cars that look like people. They just want cars that look like cars. They're like, I miss when cars just look like cars. Why don't they just stay? I want to fuck Bumblebee when he's stuck in car mode.
I bet they'd like to be with the robot for foreplay, but then it's more erotic when it turns into the car.
No, and you see, Russ, it's all about the delicate curvature. It's all about them smooth curves of the body.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is they can turn into a gun. I bet if there's anybody who wants to fuck a gun, they'd like to, like, kind of gingerly hold Megatron, and then when he turns into the gun, they'd just like to hold the normal little gun.
Now, he might like it when Megatron turns into a Cybertronian fighter jet. He might like that.
Also.
Or Starscream. They like Starscream.
Pen this in your notebooks, kids.
Penis, okay.
I want to see a fan fiction, a yaoi fan fiction between Megatron and Starscream, and how he got the name Starscream. It's because when he was getting
rammed in his chocolate starfish, he was Scream.
His robotic starfish, more like it.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the name of the evil starfish that tried to take over Superman's mind?
I have no idea.
His name is Chocolate Starfish, I guess. You know what I'm talking about, right? The Alan Moore thing?
Wait, no. What?
To the man who has everything?
Oh, that wasn't a starfish. That was an alien plant. Oh, that was an alien plant.
It's like, maybe it looked like a starfish, though.
They called it Batman.
Yeah, no, it looked like a starfish. At least the Justice League cartoon version did.
I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah, for the man who has everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually bought an old comic book today. I bought and purchased the rebooted origin of Captain Cold. Well, how do you feel about Captain Cold?
Oh, you mean the Flash villain Captain Cold? I think he kind of fucking sucks. He just has a cold gun.
Captain Cold's cool.
He just has a cold gun.
He's like a drunk asshole. Yeah. Oh,
by the way, Russ, you meant the Black Mercy was the name of the plant. It was brought there by the alien warlord Mongol, of course.
Yes, of course.
I don't like Mongol.
You don't like Mongol? Do you like King the Conqueror from Marvel Comics?
No, I don't.
He's got a TV for a face.
Isn't he from the 51st century or something stupid like that?
It's like he goes back in time to conquer the world.
But he's like from the future,
and
though.
Every time... Yeah, or something like that. And there's like... I feel like they borrowed that one Rick and Morty season 1 finale from King the Conqueror, because he has a secret council of kings that helps one king take over the timeline. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I don't know. How do you feel about Vandal Savage?
Vandal Savage. He's been in the TV show lately, but I think he's now an immortal hunter who wants to kill Hawkwoman.
Yeah, he's like just really old. He's just been around for like caveman times.
Yeah, he just hangs out. He's cool. He's like, what is the name of that? Oh my god.
How do you feel about Gentleman Ghost?
What's the name of that one guy who's the X-Men bad guy? Like their second number two.
Which one? Sabretooth? No.
Evil dude.
What? You mean Apocalypse? You mean Apocalypse. The first mutant.
No, Apocalypse is the main bad guy. Magneto. Well, Magneto, of course, the main bad guy.
Apocalypse has been around since the...
The guy with the crazy... Mr. Sinister, right?
Yeah, Mr. Sinister. Yeah, he's also very old, from Victorian times. Of course, Apocalypse...
No, Mr. Sinister is a caveman, too.
No, he's not a caveman. He's from Victorian times.
Yeah, he's the oldest mutant.
No, you're thinking of Apocalypse. Right? Apocalypse, En Sabanur, the first one, was the first mutant. Although technically, I believe he wasn't a mutant. He was made a mutant by celestial technology. He was from Egyptian times.
I don't know.
There's Mr. Sinister has like an actual name. He was from Victorian England or something to that effect. Like I am.
Oh,
almost
he was from Victorian. Yes. Foggy London Town. He was from Foggy London, London Town. He hung out with Spring. He saw was he ever the Spring-Heeled Jack?
I don't think so. I think he's from. What if he was? Though? Okay, yeah. He became a biologist in 1859, a contemporary of Charles Darwin. Yeah, I was right.
Uh huh.
And Sabanur.
Sometimes you dar win, Apocalypse. Sometimes you dar lose.
That's what the new movie's
about.
Anyway,
we need to stop.
Apocalypse, baby.
But the new movie was about Deadpool humping something.
Oh, it is. He's like, I'm so
bad. Made a lot of money. Hey, made
it's
all...
me. Hey, guys, it's me,
I'm
Deadpool.
I'm so horny. Did you see that?
Which one?
The Dead Man.
The Dead Man movie? No, I didn't see it. Did he do a lot of irreverent things?
Dead Buddy. Oh, man, was he irreverent.
Ooh, did he realize...
You sure?
Hey, Russ, did he do the thing where he knows he's in a movie?
Hey, listen to this. Okay, Deadpool turns to the camera and he says, hey, what if Walter White was the same dad as Frankie Muta's dad? Think about it. Woo!
Oh, who does the Luther? Oh, off. I hate that. Oh, man. And he just ran off. And he just ran off the screen. And he wasn't there for the rest of the movie. It was very weird.
And then he joined up with he fucking killed Christopher Lloyd in what's it called again? Roger Rabbit. Fight? He went just like this. Yeah, food fight. The two great works of animated fiction. It's Roger Rabbit.
It's upsetting
and,
that when I think of Christopher Lloyd, I don't think of Who Killed Roger Rabbit or Back to the Future. I think of, oh yeah, Food Fight. Remember when he was in Food Fight?
Yeah, Food Fight. Oh, of course, naturally.
Oh, Lloyd.
Oh, Food Fight. What the Lloyd?
Are we making the Stupid's jokes? Like the hit Tom Arnold film, The Stupid? You know.
I am the stupid man.
Did you ever watch
stupid.
The Stupids?
I've never seen.
Oh,
that.
There's a joke in there about they meet a janitor named Lloyd.
This is Quillhead's talk shop. Personally, by
okay,
the
hold
way.
On. Let me tell my Stupids joke. There's a bit in the Stupids where they go to a planetarium, and they're asking like they're praying to the Lord because they think they're in hell because they're very dumb and there's a bunch of scary star things flying around, and then a janitor named Lloyd shows up, and they think he's God, so they refer to the Lord as Lloyd for the rest of the movie. Man, it's a good movie.
Okay.
Stupids is very good.
I thought you were talking about Lloyd.
Oh, Lloyd
I thought
in
you were
space?
Talking about Lloyd in space. What is...
Never.
Yeah.
I'm never talking about that guy.
I think we've covered Lloyd in space.
Yeah, we figured he's a future about, descendant of... was it Doug? Not Doug. Skeeter and somebody else.
Yeah, Skeeter and... Skeeter maybe Mr. Doug. Sinister. I don't know.
Maybe Mr. Sinister. Who knows?
I have a lot of inner... Listen, Nickelodeon, fucking hire me. I have a lot of fucking good ideas. Think about it. Hey Arnold's parents have been cursed and transformed into the all real monsters.
Now, which ones are
Skeeter.
They? Are they Crumb and what's her face? Oblina?
The eyeball Ickes. One and the girl one. I don't
know. The eyeball one and the girl one? Okay. Ickes is a little rabbit
the
man.
The girl one. I'm sorry. She's like a horrible little candy cane thing.
She's like a candy cane with lips. She's like actually like two, she's like the wax lips you get on Halloween and then also a candy cane. It's candies from two different holidays.
That being I usually find it really aggravating and annoying when people like, actually all the Pixar movies are connected, but for some reason it really deeply appeals to me on an emotional level with Nicktoons, and I'm not entirely sure why.
Because you're making them connect in just like a way that's not like, in the Pixar movies, it's like, hey, yeah, we put Finding Nemo in there because we make that and we wanted to put a cool Easter egg in there just to see if you noticed it, and it doesn't mean that the universes are connected. But what you're doing is you're taking two totally disparate things and you're tying them together in a way that they shouldn't be. Like you're grafting them onto each other, and this is a screaming monstrosity, and it's beautiful in a way, but it's terrifying.
I do love a good screaming monstrosity. That's true.
Now hold on a second, Russ. Are you forgetting that there was an episode of Rugrats where the all real monsters were in it?
No, I didn't know.
There was an episode
that.
Of
that would mean that it's in the.
There's an episode.
It sounds
of
like the
Rugrats.
Chupoverse, though. I want to get confirmation that it's full blown.
I mean it is Chupoverse.
How does yeah, there's a Chupoverse, and I'm not. You know me. It doesn't count unless we start getting, you know, Hey Arnold in there. Start getting what other Nicktoons do you think? Not the Mighty Bee.
Oh no, sorry.
I feel like the Fairly Odd Parents should be kept to their own Vertigo-like universe. I wouldn't mind SpongeBob coming in and fucking killing everybody, though.
Yeah, that'd be good.
SpongeBob with a handgun.
Yeah, Squidward. Yeah, Squidward with photoreels with blood pouring down his face.
Yeah, of course. Screaming, why couldn't you save me? You know.
Yeah, of course.
I couldn't save Squidward, I guess.
None of us could. How were you supposed to know?
Should we talk about emotional things?
Oh, I forgot to put this in the notes, Russ, but yesterday I got my Sonic shoes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I got my Sonic shoes yesterday. They're very good, and they're very comfy.
Ooh.
I like
Ooh la la.
Yeah.
And yeah, I really you were looking pretty fresh. I kind of want to fly out there to your neck of the woods and film an R&B music video of you leaning against stuff in your full Sonic uniform.
Oh, kind of like the D'Angelo How Does It Feel video, but with me in a Sonic suit?
Yes.
Okay.
That or like a video of you like posing against doors and windows distraught about a woman leaving you.
Okay.
About Mil Muertes losing a match, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I was also thinking... I'm trying to think.
I'm holding a magic stone the entire time.
Holding a magic stone. How does it feel? Those shoes are fucking fly, and I kind of want to buy them now, but I'm not.
They're pretty good. $110, baby.
I got to buy them. Yeah, I'm buying my... Are they comfy?
Money.
Do they feel good?
Yeah, they're comfy.
I do. And, I do owe you fucking money.
Yes.
And, Pentagon Jr., I gotta get my Pentagon Jr. mask and, pay Alan back before he cuts off one of my fingers, like that one scene in I Am Still Here, .. now.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna call Russ a rat whenever we get to AX. I'm gonna call him a rat, and I'm gonna tie him to a chair, and we're all gonna beat him up for, like, a solid 10 minutes. It'll be pretty fun,
though. A weird European man is gonna go, yeah, I like this.
Yeah. And then we're going to drag Russ up
violence.
To the desert and crucify him for some reason. I think that's what happened to that movie.
Hey. Well, no, he did, the guy who got the
that guy just died.
Out of him.
Yeah, that guy just died.
Yeah, that guy's...
They crucified all the politicians, I think.
The crucifixion.
Yeah. Anyway.
The goddamn politicians.
Anyway, Lucha Underground, episode 17. We watched it.
Yeah, I was going to talk about Fire Emblem, but we can wait for that.
Fuck that.
Until later.
Fuck that. All I know is there's like a dragon person with feet. I don't know.
Just buy the fucking game, Alan. I'm putting you at fucking gunpoint. Buy it already.
Yeah, why don't you fucking give me my money so I can? Give me my money, Denny.
Make these horny tins. I'll get you your goddamn money.
Give me my money, Denny.
It's not... I'm not going to refilm the music video. What is the Rihanna music video? Bitch Better Have My Money?
I think so.
We're not going to do that.
Oh, I wanted to do that, actually.
I like hanging out in trunks, but not that much.
Aw, man. Look, that would save on our travel cost to AX if you would get it in trunk. Because then you could just get in the trunk, okay. And I could drive you.
Oh, I just sleep in the trunk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, instead of having to pay for a hotel room.
Now, you see, I did notice when I went to your apartment that when I went in your room, there wasn't any furniture in there except for a desk and then a trunk. And I opened up the trunk and there was just a tiny blanket in there. And Russ is like, that's where I sleep. You don't have a sleep trunk?
I've also slept in the trunk of the Nighthawk. Helicopter. I've never jerked off in either, though. That's the weird part about
it. The thing is, everybody who took you on the tour was seeing you, but they just kept they just watched you sleep in it because they thought it was real funny. And then Russ told me when it crashed, and he said, I missed the it wasn't Nighthawk helicopter, it was Airwolf. Did I say Nighthawk before?
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care. Nighthawk's
I just don't feel anything sexual towards Carb, but I feel like a romantic, like they care about me. Like a car cares about me the way humans don't.
I mean, people probably don't, so, I mean, maybe.
Speaking of caring, Lucha Underground this week was a lot about love,
a lot about hate. Kind of two sides of the same coin.
Mil Muertes versus Phoenix, quickly becoming the best feud Lucha Underground's had yet.
Yeah.
A lot of licking, a lot of lapping, a lot of sucking, but in a good way. Usually those things
are
pretty
good. Bad sucking? Yeah, who knows?
Well, me. I usually suck and people don't like me.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. Got me there.
Well, not even in a sexual way. Just, they find me in their trunk and they say, Russ, get the fuck out of my trunk.
Why are you sucking on your thumb inside this trunk?
I signed up for that one subscription service, Trunk Club, expecting to get a new trunk every week, and instead it was just like scarves or something.
Ugh, gross.
Pocket squares. But if you listen to podcasts, you'll get that one.
Hey.
That's one of the more obscure. That's not even Crunchyroll. Shout out to Danny. She was on a Monster Girl episode once.
Yeah. We ought to watch that OVA, the OVA for Monster Musume whenever it comes out. The one where they go to the pool.
I need to ovulate so I can get pregnant with that episode.
Monsters.
It makes me horny just thinking about it.
We should also go back out of the Blu-rays come out and watch the uncensored ones with the nipples in them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Except do it like a mega marathon. 5 hours straight, like that one.
jerk off in every episode.
we can go on and off though, so you can hear, like you know, I don't want to have any overlapping dialogue. This isn't overlapping Fapalog, more like it. But this is no.
Hey, is this Deadpool?
We don't.
Is Deadpool listening? Oh, is he making that joke?
Deadpool. What if? What's his name? Oh my god! How can Ryan I forget Reynolds? His name? He's one of the greatest directors ever. No. The guy who directed Gosford Park and the MASH movie.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds like a loser.
Hey, no, it's not.
Coppola. I don't know.
Robert Altman directs a porno, and it's overlapping. Overfapping dialogue, more like it.
I like the thing from North by Northwest where you could hear a guy jerking off, but then he was too close to a plane, and then after he's done, he's like, "Wow, that was fun. I just jerked off."
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, the North by Northwest when they're walking by the
Alfred Hitchcock. Am I right?
Classic silhouette with his big boner sticking up.
Oh man, his big crazy boner.
Oh, we need to talk about Lucha anyway, Underground. Phoenix versus
you got
Phoenix
a big
versus,
boner this week because
Mil Muertes
came out. Mil Muertes won, kind of fucking wrecked Phoenix, smashed his head into the fucking ground a couple times. But then Katharina, the former lover of Mil Muertes, now Phoenix, produced a magic stone.
A stone from the same rubble from which Mil Muertes was born. From the earthquake.
And obviously it has the power to seal Mil Muertes' powers, maybe forever. I doubt it, but maybe. And Phoenix, even though defeated, protects Katarina, but we don't. And by using the... He hit him in the head with the magic stone, which temporarily sealed his powers and knocked him unconscious. So Phoenix lost the match, but he won the day. But... we don't know yet. Is Katarina exploiting him and his chivalry? Or do you think there's love there, Alan?
Can love
do you think
bloom,
love is real?
Can love bloom on the battlefield?
At the temple? Can love bloom on the in this temple of violence?
Who knows? Why did you sound like Ren from Ren and Stimpy right there?
Ren and Stimpy. Stimpy, you idiot. I was trying to do violence. Where do you think Ren and Stimpy fits on the Nickelodeon timeline?
I think they're actually the Aureal Monster's parents. Not the ones that have been cursed. Not the ones that have been cursed.
You mean they? So you're taking adult party cartoon as canon, and when yes,
they are gay.
Ren fucked Stimpy.
Yes, they are gay.
They produced the Aureal Monsters.
They
okay,
had a baby
so
via they had a baby via iPS cell technology, just like Nico and Maki and that one Dojin. And
I don't know any. I don't know anything.
Oh,
about
you don't
that,
know that one
you.
Dojin where it's called Nikomaki had a baby via iPS cell technology.
Wait, so did they like? Did they? So they shot eggplant text to each other. And they both got pregnant.
No iPS cell technology. I don't know what that fucking means. I'm assuming it's some sort.
I don't know what that means either. I thought you were saying like they were texting each other over a cell phone. This is not the most ridiculous way anime characters have been pregnant before. I mean, Jotaro had an egg. And that's canon, by the way.
Yeah, Nikomaki had a baby with iPS cell technology. Oshima Tomo. The classic Yuri Doshin creator. Ask Lenore.
Yes,
she would definitely know that. She knows this one by heart.
Hey, get her. Hey, I'm not the one with the Lenore podcast, so I don't know.
Yeah, true. That's coming out soon, guys. I could be into that. It's the name of the show.
Hey, I could be into that. Speaking of shows, Sexy Star fought Big Rick. Big Rick was like, listen, he knew that this was a Fire Emblem style match. Sexy Star was a sword and he was a spear. And he knew that just the way things in the rock, paper, scissors match of life, he was going to beat her.
She was a mage.
Like,
she was a ninja.
Quick. Yeah, naturally. And aren't we all though? In the end,
aren't we all mages and life?
It's
is
always
a ninja?
The mages and the ninjas.
That's a weird pairing. You'd think mages could beat ninjas.
No, God, no.
What? You don't think a mage could beat a ninja?
Because fucking, yeah, a ninja is easily the enemy of the mage. Because they, see, mages think they're so fucking smart because they have their fancy books and their Harvard education. Well, ninjas had to learn the hard fucking way.
Ivory Tower mages.
Exactly, thank you. You're fucking...
ninjas want to make
America great again. Why do you think you get your own magic stat? Aren't you fucking special? Hey, guess what? I got my own special stat. It's called FU, and it's my ability to give a fuck, and it's zero. Fuck you, mages.
Hey, is this Deadpool?
Fuck off,
Is this Deadpool? He's kind of a, is this Deadpool? He's kind of a ninja, and he kind of has this irreverent.
Hey,
like,
Deadpool
I don't give
got
a fuck
fucking out paid. So,
hey guys, it's me, Deadpool. I hate mages.
Oh shit! What about do you like mages from Chrono Trigger?
No, I don't like anything that people like. I'm irreverent.
Stop being so irreverent. You like sex? You talk about it all the time.
Oh, yeah,
most
I love
people
fucking,
like sex.
But not as much as I love jerking off. I do that all the time.
Oh, boy. But you always have more sex than you can have time.
That was from The Mask.
Did you know? So you, that's a Mega 64 joke.
What, somebody stop me?
Yeah, they use that too. It's irreverent.
Smoking.
Smoking. Well, hey, that's bad for your health. You'll get cancer. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. I haven't got that. Real bad. Look at my face.
Hey, Deadpool, what do you feel about Sonic the Hedgehog and pizza?
Oh, I actually like those. Non-ironically.
It's one of the few things I do. In theaters? Ryan Reynolds is such a freaking media blitz
Ryan
machine.
Reynolds. I look like
he's
that
even
guy
coming
a lot.
On
to... Hold on. Deadpool, you got to get out of here. This is really...
It's such a media blitz. He'll even come on obscure podcasts that only get around 40 to 50 listeners.
Yeah, I don't know. This Deadpool guy's just he came to my apartment. I was just kind of standing over here in the corner now. He's doing a bunch of wild gestures and like mugging at a camera that I don't think is there. So like, I don't know exactly what he's doing.
Wait, he's holding up a coffee mug and like playing it like an instrument.
Yeah, he's actually took the coffee mug that Lenore gave me for my birthday. The one that says something Labradoodle Mom on it. He's looking
somebody
at
it. Who has a we have a poodle. My mom has a poodle, kind of forced on her.
Oh, cool. Oh, is it a Labradoodle? Is she a Labradoodle mom?
No, it is not a Labradoodle. It is not a big. It's not a big dog. It's a little dog with a big dog heart.
Hey, you know what I say?
Which means we fed it.
Can't run with a big dog. Stay on the porch.
I like the porch though.
You would. That's why you're not a big dog like
me. That's where I keep my sex swing. Hey, I've got that gorilla dick, by the way.
Yeah, we know.
Anyway,
yeah, sexy star.
Anyway,
she got beat.
Big,
she got
big
trounced
Rick
by
beat,
Big Rick.
Not trounced even. He didn't really crush her much. He just held her down, and she couldn't really do much.
Yeah, it's just not really even a thing. But then the crew showed up,
and Big Rick wasn't happy about it. I don't think any of us were, honestly.
Yeah,
we like Big Rick now, right? I think we're back into Big Rick.
He's okay. He's got his redemption. I think Big Rick's good.
You need to see more positive action. You can come back like a badass, but you gotta, you know, it's actions speak louder than words.
It's true. Words, you know what I mean? Words can kill.
Yeah. Won't you speak them to me?
Yes. The breath's so still, whatever. Anyway. So then the final match of the final match was, of course, Alberto El Patron versus his longtime rival, Tejano.
Tejano.
Yes.
The man from Texas.
But not really, because he's from Baja,
California.
Big fan
of Piggly Wiggly. Yeah,
Piggly Wiggly. You know, I've only ever been to one Piggly Wiggly, and it was in Charleston, South Carolina. And it kind of sucked.
Wait, is it not a... I thought it was a Texas thing.
No. I think it's... They've got Piggly Wigglies a lot all over the place.
Oh, I'm going to get mixed up with my exes.
Oh. Ooh. You.
Me. What can I say? I'm a goofball.
Deadpool's giving a big thumbs up to your shitty joke.
Shut up. It's like, I can't make jokes anymore. We're just living in a weird police state, but it's Deadpool. It's a Deadpool-y state. And
oh, he's wild about that one. He's pumping his fists.
And every joke you make will be compared to Deadpool. It's going to be like South Park in the late 90s.
Look, he's redefined humor, Russ. You just don't understand.
He redefined humor.
He redefined humor, Russ. Being so irreverent, because you see, Russ, he knows that he's in a movie, and he's not too wild about it.
And he wants to eat
chimichangas,
the pussy or something. Chimichanga, that's right. And he wants to have sex, but he does. As you established, Alan, would you get a big time writing gig just to establish that Deadpool likes jerking off more than having sex, but everybody wants to have sex with him, so he has sex.
Well,
but
you
he
see,
really
in the comic, and you see, in the comic books, he fell in love with death. The embodiment of death, because I think he kept seeing her whenever he was having this testing done, because he kept having these near-death experiences, and he kept having, and death in the Marvel Universe is treated as this sort of, like, goth girl.
Beautiful woman.
A beautiful goth woman.
In DC, it's Goth Girl. In Marvel, it's a skeleton woman wearing a cloak. So
no, it's
they're
not.
Both beautiful.
It's also a Goth Girl.
Which girl? No, it's a skeleton. Death is what? Totally a skeleton.
Death is not a skeleton. I think it's also a Goth Girl because he also like cucked.
No, it's always been a skeleton, at least for the last 20 years.
Maybe it's both. I mean, Death can take many forms.
It's totally not. You're thinking of DC's Death.
Maybe I am thinking of DC's Death, who's also, because that was in the, what was the dream guy.
Sandman,
yeah.
Yeah, you're totally.
Death is also in there, but I think it's also a Goth Girl in this, too.
No, Death has always been a skeleton in Marvel.
Really?
Yeah, look it up.
Okay, fine. Explain the Alberto and Tejano match.
Alberto is an old standby. His father was a wrestler. Alberto Patron wants to be the big time beefer of America and Mexico. He's conquered Mexico and he's come up here. He's the only AAA roster member to ever have won all three major titles. Tejano, though, is the youngest to ever take the championship title, and the longest person to ever hold it. So they both have a couple, you know, accolades around them. But Patron, well, he wanted to get revenge for Tejano's treatment of him when he did his big entrance. Tejano whipped him with a rope. Not as sexy as you'd think, more angry and passionate. Well, I don't know. Alan, where would you rate that on a sexiness scale?
Yeah, it's pretty sexy, I think. Also,
okay, I didn't find it
Russ,
that sexy.
We were both right.
There's no way she's ever been a hot goth girl. Not, I have not seen the hot goth girl version of Death.
You were right
Marvel
in that
ever.
It is Death is a skeleton, but and I'm seeing some various interpretations of Death in Marvel comics, and some of them are what I would call pretty sexy. Hold on one moment.
She's a sex and skeleton lady, but she's always been a skeleton.
She is a skeleton lady, yes. But did you see this picture I just sent in the Skype? Look at this.
I'm looking.
This is a thick skeleton, Russ, I'm telling you.
She's got the boom to the bap. You got that.
Yeah,
got
you seen this picture right. of her in a hot tub? Yeah.
But she's not goth. What's goth about her?
I don't know. Maybe the whole being Death thing and wearing a black cloak? That's goth.
Nah.
It's not like Death from Sandman, but like, come on.
Yeah. Well, I was
this
right.
This is what A$AP Yams is talking about. I'm just telling you.
What did A$AP Yams do?
A$AP Yams always just talking skeleton? About goth. No, he just loves goth girls.
Thought it was that he liked, does he like Sans or Papyrus?
probably Sans.
Well, do you think this is Sans or Papyrus's mom? Do you think Toby secretly intended to get into the Marvel scene?
I think it's her, and I think it's W.D. Gaster. I believe they're parents.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh, damn. Mm. Oh, you heard it here first, folks.
Death and W.D.
Boom.
Gaster.
Take that, fucking game theory, Matt Pat, you little son of a gun. Boo. Bang, bang,
oh,
bang.
Hey, speaking
shots
of Undertale.
Fired. Dumbass.
Speaking of Undertale, Russ. Hey, is this Deadpool? Deadpool,
no,
stop making all
me,
these.
But...
Oh, okay. Deadpool's also making gun and car noises in the corner. Cut that out, buddy. Come on.
I like it. God damn it, Alan. Anyway, yeah. is that just whenever you hear a white person make a joke now, you're like, did you get that from Deadpool?
So that's basically it. I assume all white people get all their culture from Deadpool.
Deadpool or The Simpsons? You've read the AV.
I mean, it's one of the two.
Hey, yeah.
Speaking of Undertale,
we don't have anything as good as.
We've got a segment for the biggest Undertale fan I know. We've got a segment devoted to them.
Oh hell yeah! That's Robin in the Robin Minute, our most popular segment. I don't know why I'm saying it like I'm not unenthused.
Are you doing it irreverently, Russ? Is that what you're doing right now?
No, I'm not irreverent. I'm
it's
pretty reverent.
Tell. Really?
Well, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and if you saw my sleeve right now, you'd know I'm entirely reverent. Perfectly reverent.
Okay. Well,
I even saw The Revenant in theaters starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh wow. He didn't get the Oscar for that though.
I found that highly irreverent. Anyway, so the Robin Minute,
They should really kick Deadpool out of the Academy. He just picks all the bad movies for his votes.
Because he's such a wild card.
Yeah.
Look at the best of Oscars this year. Am I right? Oh. Anyway, we have a minute devoted to Robin. We just talk about Robin for a minute. And Robin's our friend on Twitter. You should follow her. She might not. I think she's private again. But if she's not, then check her out. Great web content. She's a great friend. She's only told me to die like twice this week. That's pretty
good. Hey, that's good. That's progress, baby.
That's progress. Anyway, listen, the secret to a long, sustainable marriage is being a lot of progressive soup. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, speaking of progressive soup, well, let's soup this up. Okay, it's starting in 3, 2, 1, go. Hey, everybody, this is TRM, the Russ Man, doing the Robin Minute. Any cute boys, Alan, from any franchises to report on?
Do you think she'd think Deadpool's a cute boy?
No.
Now, what about pre-mutation Deadpool, where he just looked like Ryan Reynolds?
No.
You don't think she thinks Ryan Reynolds is cute? Now, what about Ryan Reynolds in the movie? No, that's Ryan Gosling. I was thinking about the movie Drive.
Well, the one with...
Never mind.
Oh, what about the one with Jason Basement?
Jason Basement? The turkey basting man.
Jason Basement.
It's me, Jason Basement. You know, the guy from Arrested Development, Jason Basement. The moistest actor in Hollywood, Jason Basement. I'm so moist and juicy.
I love your movie Extract, Jason Basement. Jason Baster. She probably thinks Jason Bateman is a cute boy.
Probably.
What other members of the Arrested Development staff?
I don't know any of them, but what about... Maybe. What other members of the X-Men?
Hey. Probably Beast or something. You hear that?
Damn, got it.
The end of the Robin Minute. Dang, dang, dang. Damn. Oh, boy. The other thing. Somebody on Twitter... her name on Twitter is Maydotsky. I don't know their real name. She's also from Ireland.
Oh, damn.
She wanted a shout out on the show too, but we already have a minute devoted, so I'm going to give her about 10 seconds. I think, Alan, can you count down 10 seconds for the Maydotsky minute?
Sure.
Or the Maydotsky 10 seconds.
Let me want to start.
Okay. Okay. Now.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have anything to say?
I've never played Yume Nikki all the way through. It crashed on my Mac.
Hey, what about Yume Nikki Minaj? Oh, that's 10 seconds.
Anyway, well, thanks. Maydotsky, special. I think we should start, we should start a Patreon. And if you want to get your own, 10 seconds, we couldn't offer a full minute because, you know, that would undermine the Robin Minute. But
yes, the one of the, minute. She didn't pay us anything, but she paid us with insults and
she paid. Thank you. That's all we ask for. Just insult us over the internet. That's all we want.
That's true.
Specifically Alan, but sometimes me. If I'm feeling down, please don't insult me.
No, but pretty much insult me all the time.
Yeah.
I'm
like Bubba Gumps. I'll have Run Forrest Run if I want insults, and I'll have Stop Forrest Stop if I don't want them.
What?
Yeah, but you've never been to Bubba Gumps?
No.
If you want some customer service, you put stop for a stop and they'll help you out. But if you're fine, you leave Run Forrest Run.
What do you mean? You put it up or you leave it or you take it.
It's like a sign.
You have a sign that says Run Forrest Run?
Yeah, and that just means keep going, ignore our table. But if I want attention, you know, if I want to get my spicy blended mojito drink served in a novelty glass.
Why don't they just have normal waiting?
Stop for a stop.
Why don't they just have...
Because
why do they do it like
because
that?
Because because Forrest Gump doesn't stop for anyone, and he's also very... His screenplay is very unsympathetic of people, of women in the 60s, because apparently they all got AIDS and died.
Yes.
Anyway, because monogamy is the king, baby. Woo! If there's one thing I want to spread, is that
Deadpool's
I believe in monogamy.
And if you...
Well, fuck off, Deadpool, you piece of shit.
Oh, he's coming to you now.
Go make your money elsewhere. He's coming on me? Ooh, that irreverent motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. He's irreverent cum. Good boy.
Speaking of irreverent cum, let's come to the next segment.
Domino's Goes, our hottest segment.
Domino's Goes. Oh, baby. Oh,
I had some hot pizza recommended by our dear friend, Alerchin.
Oh, we love her.
Yeah, she's great.
Well, Alan actually loves her.
It's true.
I love her, but Alan genuinely loves her.
That's true.
The bottom of his heart.
Yeah, and other places. Anyway.
No.
The bottom of my shoe.
I'm sorry.
What I was going to say. Oh, yeah. She recommended a pizza to me. She recommended that I try the Wisconsin 6-Cheese pizza, which has the mozzarella, it has shredded provolone, Asiago, Parmesan, cheddar, and am I forgetting another one? Was that 6?
Great idea. Great idea for a name for the pie. Think about this, the ridiculous 6.
Oh, the hateful 8.
That's true. If you okay, let's
put two more cheeses on there.
Shit.
Oh yeah, and feta. It had feta on there too. It had goat cheese. I've never had that feta before, because I'm not a big like multiple cheese on a pizza kind of guy. But yeah.
How about I had that feta wop.
Oh, feta wop, cheese queen. cheesy boys.
1738 Jesus.
Okay. So she recommended having that pizza on the Brooklyn crust, which I also don't try very often. That with pepperoni.
That's because you hate Brooklyn.
Ooh, I hate Brooklyn. I hate their 99s. So I had that on Brooklyn crust with salami and pepperoni. And that was actually pretty good. And the Brooklyn crust, you know, I'm not a big fan of that kind of sort of floppy New York thin pizza too much. I like a thin crust, but not that thin. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like I don't mind it, but it's just not that substantial. You know, if I'm gonna pay money for a pizza, like my $7.99 for a large pizza.
Yeah.
I want to get something beefy. But you know.
Hearty.
Yes.
You want some roughage.
I don't want lettuce on my pizza. I don't want any roughage. that'd be weird. It's like one of those taco pizzas that
Want any rough edges, because those will cut your mouth up.
No, the pizza's a circle. There's not supposed to be any rough edges on it. Anyway.
It's not always on like a Neapolitan.
I mean, it can be like square or whatever. And I guess the triangle edges are what anyway. We need to finish this goddamn show.
It has to be Squaresoft, though. It's got to be Kingdom Hearts.
It's been 44 minutes, and like 43 minutes, and we've just been talking about like Marvel and pizza. We need to hurry.
That's half the show. We just got to get Sonic. Let's just get to the Sonic segment, then.
No. We got to talk about the pizza.
Anyway.
Please, we have to talk about the pizza. It was very good pizza. I liked it a lot. I think the cheeses turned out pretty well. The cheddar added a nice, sharp bite to it. The feta, I'm a big fan of feta on pizza. It's a pretty good
like
topping.
The works of Kurt Vonnegut.
Yes.
Sharp bite. I've read a book before.
The provolone, I think they have the provolone on the Philly cheesesteak. It's kind of a non-presence. The Parmesan and Asiago are pretty good too. But also the cheddar was the sort of, it was the strongest of these additional cheeses. But they're all mixed together well, I think. And then the salami and the pepperoni.
Alan, can I just make one more joke? And I'll promise I'll shut up for the rest of the pizza segment. Okay.
Please.
Well, you know why provolone cheese is the opposite of a bank?
Because
the bank will never approve a loan.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm going to shut up now. Me and Deadpool are going to go jerk off in a corner and cry.
Okay. Anyway, it was pretty good.
From Firefly.
I thought it was pretty good. It was Firefly. What?
That lady was from Firefly, I'm pretty sure.
What lady? Oh, you mean Marina Bakar.
The girlfriend. Yeah, you never saw it. You never saw the movie. That's right.
I never saw it, but I knew she was in it. You mean, she was the courtesan lady from, from Firefly. Okay, she's cool. Yeah.
Anyway, let's continue before I...
Anywho.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yes. Anywho. It was very good, and I also tried it again later on normal crust with the same toppings, but I added bacon as well, and that was also pretty good. Ooh. I think I might like that better. I prefer the normal crust to the Brooklyn crust, but both of them were pretty good, and the Brooklyn crust, I think, it was complimentary for these toppings, I think. So, very good recommendation from Alerchin. Mm-hmm. Gotta try it sometime.
Alerchin. The third unofficial co-host of the show.
It's true.
She's invited anytime she wants.
Listen, we got to figure out some way for her to get on here and just talk through Microsoft Sam or something like that.
Yes, that would be very good.
Yes, or through heavy vocal
speaking filter. Of Microsoft Sam, You've got some stories on your computer window.
What pizza,
You're on Mac.
I'm on a Mac. What pizza did you eat, Wes?
I don't really have a lot to say.
You don't have any pizza?
I had my first ever free pizza from Domino's using their rewards
program. What did you get?
I got a pepperoni and sliced sausage. It was good.
Yeah, sliced sausage.
There's something that was pretty satisfactory.
Sliced sausage with those six cheeses would be pretty good too. I'm gonna try that six
It'd
cheese.
Be interesting.
I'm gonna try that six cheese with a lot of things because I like that six cheeses a lot. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of interesting things, here I have a map, a pizza map of the United States. So this shows where the majority of America's pizza
like
is located.
Pizza shit.
Yes. This is a map that shows where pizza is most abundant. So it's pizza places per capita on a map. So
is this including chains or independent stores?
It's just pizza places per capita. So just pizza places in general, just pizza restaurants. The top 10 are West Virginia, Delaware, New Jersey.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. West Virginia. That doesn't surprise me too much. Cause I'm pretty sure I saw at least, I mean, I went to Backyard Pizza in Huntington and I know there's a handful of other pizza places there too. So yeah. Delaware, New Jersey, Ohio, Nevada. Nevada kind of makes sense because I guess, like, how many people actually live there? And then, like, how many pizza places do you think are in Las Vegas? Like, a lot.
Probably.
Nevada, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut. Notice that New Jersey was on there. New York was not. But that's probably just because, like, the pizza places there, there's probably, like, a good bit of them, but there's so many people that live in New York that there's not very many per capita. You know what I mean?
That's true. Like, densely populated versus, you know.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I get you. I feel you.
Bottom 10, California.
Wall Street fat cats are eating up all the pizza left in New York.
It's true. The 1%. 1% of the population eats 99% of the pizza. And that's me.
They all look like Baron Harkonnen and fly in one of those things, too.
Yeah, they all have anti-gravity belts. Bottom 10, California, Arizona, Georgia, Texas, New Mexico, Utah, Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Hawaii. So Hawaii, the one state with its own type of pizza, is also has the least number of pizza places per capita. How?
They got to eat sushi with Spam in it. They don't have enough time for pizza.
I mean, it's true.
We got a lot of fruit juices.
Yeah. What a shame. So, yeah.
It's just hard to import the ingredients.
Now,
you know what I mean?
An interesting thing about West Virginia, the Mountaineer State has 1,553 establishments serving pizza. That's one for every 1,210 people in the state. It also Googles the word pepperoni more than any other state. the only blemish on the state's unmatched pizza enthusiasm is that Little Caesars makes up nearly 8% of the pizza places in West Virginia.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's not mostly Little Caesars, but there's an awful lot of Little Caesars in West Virginia, which is unfortunate, but...
Mm-hmm.
What can you do?
Yeah,
they love that pizza.
Now,
though.
You gotta get your hot and ready.
Yeah. What a shame. Another story, and I think you might be into this. You're big on food tech, aren't you, Russ?
I love a good food tech. I love innovations in food tech.
Well, here we go. Yes. New Yorkers appear to be over the rainbow for multicolored foodstuffs right now, and now there's going to be multicolored pizza dough. We were thinking big, thinking crazy. Amidst Giovanni Bartocci, co-owner of Via della Pace Pizza, and self-confessed pizza fanatic. I'm pizza addicted. I could keep talking about pizzas for hours. I think about it all the time. I'm from Rome.
Sounds like a guy who'd start selling
pizza. Hey, I'm from Rome.
Pizza podcast.
I'm from Roma. Hey, Roma. So I've been making pizza most of my life. I just thought about, how about trying something new? So for him, that something is colored pizza dough. It's not just subtle colors. It's like bold red, yellow, pitch black, dark green, that kind of stuff.
I'm looking at pizza right now. Pizza for emos like me.
Yeah, black pizza. It's just dark. Remember that Black Whopper? Remember the Black Whopper from Japan? What if you just had a solid black pizza?
Or in America too. Think about it.
No. The Black Whopper in Japan was even more like the cheese, and I think everything else was colored black too.
It was even blacker.
Yeah.
Like my heart.
Yeah. I'm looking at a red pizza right now. The crust is red. Now, do you think, for the Sonic movie, when it comes out, do you think they're going to have a blue crust pizza red sauce, white. Ooh. Those are the colors of Sonic, baby.
Mozzarella, of course.
Mozzarella,
maybe
white
a band
cheese.
Of mozzarella.
Yes, and maybe just like a lot of pepperonis. Mm. Mm-hmm, some green, yeah. Put some green peppers on there for his eyes. Think about it. I think that's
and then
a
have a little breadstick pop out of the side for his hedgehog dick.
Yes. I think that's what's going to happen. We have to make that pizza. Speaking of Sonic, our second hottest segment: Sonic news, views, reviews, and toots. And speaking of the Sonic movie, Russ. Well, it's been pushed back to 2018.
Oh my god, Hollywood still doesn't get it.
They don't get it.
I need to become a rich exec so that we can make this movie happen and write, which means curse words, rated R. Deadpool proved that people want rated R again.
That's why, you know, maybe that's why they pushed it back to 2018. They saw how successful Deadpool was and they're like, "Hold on, we got to rewrite this. Back to the drawing board." We're going to
put some guns in Sonic Canes. We're going to have to put some sex scenes in there for daddy.
Uh-huh.
But there's still going to be lighthearted, fun-filled lessons to be learned. You know, like how to escape quicksand with some sloths or something.
There's going
to
be a scene where Shadow looks at the camera and says, "Hey, I'm in a movie."
At one point, they're going to be like, Sonic's going to be like, "Hey, Tails, do you see that squirrel with clothing? Don't pet it." Like that one episode of The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. And Tails will be like, "What should I do instead?" And he's going to be like, "Fucking kill it.
Damn.
Kill that squirrel." It's going to be so cool and so great that America will finally have to stand up and say, "Yes, Sonic is the hero we needed."
I hope so. Maybe in 2018. Do you think by then, whenever Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump are president, whoever's president?
Hopefully Trump.
Hopefully Trump. Are you a big Trump supporter, Russ?
You know me. I love Trump. He's going to make America great again. He's just setting the stage for the Sonic movie. And we're just going to redefine everything.
Oh, I get it. You want him to become president because he's the closest thing we have to an Eggman. I get it. Oh, this makes total sense.
I mean, no, I just agree with his values of hatred and racism because I'm a bad person at heart.
Oh, Russ, I'm looking in your Skype video call, and I see you and Deadpool both making a jerk-off motion with your hands.
You got me. Me and Deadpool just want to jerk off to Donald Trump tweets where he says wacky things.
Wacky things. Oh man.
About minorities and women.
What a crazy character.
He should make Jose Canseco be his second in command.
Oh, it turns out you have to have all your fingers to become the vice president.
They're gonna call him the vice. Oh fuck! I thought he could be the vice president. It could be all vices and just do a lot of cocaine.
I mean, that too. I've got some good news, Russ. Sonic 25th anniversary.
I love the good news.
Sonic 25th anniversary party and other events listed in detail. So we have at the GDC, we have a celebrating Sonic Dash to 25 years of Sonic art and music. Sonic will be at South by Southwest, a history of Sonic panel is what they're going to have there. There's going to be an art event and celebration mural. So some sort of Sonic mural at some point. A 25th anniversary party. I want to know where that is and when that is, because I want to go. Comic-Con events. Mm-hmm. When's Comic-Con again? That's sometime this summer. Probably not the same weekend
soon.
As ZDX.
It's so pretty soon.
Not... Oh, really? Okay. Damn. Wait. Comic-Con is July 21st, later in the month. Damn. And YouTube unboxing events and original videos. I wonder what they're going to be unboxing. Do you think there's going to be some sort of anniversary collection or...
Maybe just the old, maybe Sonic Nendos.
Maybe.
Maybe those Iranian toys. What were they? Not Iranian.
Yes, Iranian toys.
What was that one toy?
I don't know.
One crazy toy? You know the ones of Sonic playing soccer?
No, I don't.
God.
No, anyway. Bad news, Russ. Got bad news. Sonic Boom Season 2 coming this fall.
Ugh.
Tomy, the toy manufacturer, has
let this happen.
I mean, it's happening. 52 times 11 minutes of action and fun-based Sonic Boom episodes. So, yep. It's happening.
Yeah, boy.
So 52 more episodes of hell for us to go through, Russ. That means we're trapped doing this segment for at least up till episode 104.
Oh my god.
Yeah, just when we thought we were almost free of this.
Alan, you know what, Russ? I was talking about the Pakistan McDonald toys, by the way, which are superior in every way to Sonic Boom, pretty much.
Well, this and most things are, so I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it's true.
Speaking of Sonic Boom, we watched an episode today. You want to try to summarize 46, some of that, Russ? What did you think of this episode?
There was a heat wave, and Knuckles kept having mirages. Not the cat lady from the Aladdin cartoon in the Disney afternoon.
Oh, if only.
But just normal mirage. Yeah, if only. No, he tried to eat ice cream, and it was an illusion.
They got real ice cream, and it melted and made like a horrible squelch noise.
But it was all this horrible. It's the like those cartoon ice cream where it's like these ugly pastel colors that look so unappealing. Like nobody would ever want to eat
that. It's just like pink and green. Whatever. Yeah.
Like pink, but like not a mint green, but like a like very pale. Ew. It's disgusting.
Sickly.
Sickly. It looks like you would die eating that shit.
It's true.
And they all did. They ate it and they died. And then photorealistic blood poured from Eggman's mouth.
And said, you couldn't save me.
Probably the best episode of Sonic Boom.
Yeah.
You couldn't save me. No, it was, shit. What was it? It was a parody of like an old ha 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 sitcom premise.
Grease Company kind of thing.
Eggman's. The Negman's.
Negman? Is that his pickup artist persona?
He wears a fuzzy top hat, and he's the second best hopscotch player in the country.
Nice.
Anyway.
No, his wingman mystery. Nice. Of course.
Yeah. I thought it was Cubot, but no, it's mystery.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Cubot mystery. They look pretty similar.
It's true. Yeah, Cubot's name actually Eric Von Markovich? That's mystery's real name.
Think about this. Dr. Eggman, Mr. E. Mr. Eggman.
Mr. E. Anyway, so there's a bunch of bullshit with Eggman and the Homeowners Association not wanting him to have robots inside of his evil lair. And so he had to like hide all his robots. Eggman.
Alan had to explain to me what the Homeowners Association
Russ has never had to deal with the Homeowners Association. He was surprised that they're so
I've had to deal with a condo board, but...
It's the exact same fucking thing, Russ. Except, I guess they can't bust into your country,
there's a little thing called one of the amendments, I don't remember which one, where there's no such thing as search and seizure.
Yeah.
They have the fucking permits?
Probably not. Isn't that six of them? I don't know.
Fucking municipality, man.
Anyway, Eggman invites them over for dinner, but then like lightning bolts hit some solar panels and it makes all of the robots act crazy. So Eggman has to hide these robots from them. And then he puts them in a cage or he puts the Homeowners Association people there. But then Sonic shows up.
Robots have like magic power from
how they got zapped. They're not plugged into anything.
But how? They weren't plugged into the wall or anything.
I don't know.
The processor that controls
I think he's got like wireless charging for all of his robots. Like he's got some sort of like fucking inductive charging.
Super
I don't know
science
what he's doing.
Technology.
He's probably gonna get tumors all over the place like Deadpool if he's just standing in this inductive charging. What if Eggman did get cancer from these horrible inductive
radiation
beams?
And that's why he's bald now? No, that's not
what I was gonna say. I was gonna say what if he did that, but then he went through some sort of experimental testing, and then he became basically immortal by getting a healing factor. Wouldn't that be our worst nightmare? But he would also become more irreverent. He would also become more irreverent and crack a lot of jokes. Crack a lot of yolks, if you know what I mean. Because he's Eggman.
he's Eggpool.
Eggpool.
More like Eggpoo. I never made my Deadpool joke. More like Deadpoo. Take that, dead fucking pool, you dumb shithead, piece of shit, dummy. Shit.
Oh, man. Oh, you made me yawn with your joke. It was bad. Hey, you know what? You know what? What's not bad, though, Russ?
Hey, I'm sorry.
I've got something good.
What's not bad?
I've got a dude this week. And I've got, actually, I didn't plan this out, Russ, but I've got a really irreverent dude.
Oh, shoot. Is his name Deadpool the Fox?
No. I didn't tell you what his name
Marmot.
Is. Marmot? I'm going to tell you his name. Don't click on it yet. It is Rusty the Porcupine. Porcupine.
Oh, I don't like Rusty. He wears a bandit mask. No clothes, but underwear. Or like a shorts or something. maybe a pair of Converse sneakers.
Okay.
And he's hunched over like a porcupine, and he has a samurai sword.
He has some sort of spiky hair. He's wearing like a sort of jacket. It looks like fingerless gloves.
Can I click the link?
Yeah, click the link. It kind of looks like just fingerless gloves.
Hey, he needs those to drum better. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's just on notebook paper, so it's not like super good. But he's wearing kind of like baggy jeans.
Doing Yu-Gi-Oh cosplay.
He does look like a Yu-Gi-Oh cosplayer. He does have some kind of crazy sneakers. His quote at the top of the page: "I may not be the hero my city wants, or even the one it needs. Heck, not even the one they can tolerate. But actually, maybe this isn't the best idea ever." Man, he's so irreverent.
Oh, Christopher, is this Christopher Nolan's fan character?
I think so. He is a vertically challenged and without... he was an orange-furred anthropomorphic porcupine. Born vertically challenged and without any powers, his temper and feelings of weakness was strong from a young age. But then he met an Emberman spirit. Emberman are people with fire powers whose mischievous souls wreak havoc after the body dies. Hey. And, you know, the Embermen,
I feel like that's culturally appropriative of the Embermen people.
The Embermen. He struck a deal with this fire spirit and gained and allowed it to hide in his body in exchange for its powers. So he's possessed by this Emberman. He gained pyrokinesis and enhanced strength, but also his...
You know who controls Christmas? The Decembermen.
Ooh,
anyway.
Boy. The Decemberists. He gained pyrokinesis. Also, he can extend his arms and throw long-range punches. The farther the punch, the weaker the hit, and easier it is to counter. So he's kind of like Luffy or whatever the fuck from One Piece, or like Zeppeli or any of the homeowner users with their zoom punches.
Yeah, the homeowners.
Yes. The Homeowners Association.
I'm sorry.
Likes.
oh, now it makes sense. Now it makes sense. God, should have said that earlier.
Yes, the Homeowners Association and the Pillarmen. of course.
Yeah.
Love Life. Rayanne the Mongoose, longtime GF. Heather the Lynx. Nothing major, just flirting and playful banter. Monica the Raccoon.
This guy has a girlfriend and I don't.
Longtime lover. So he has a longtime GF and a longtime lover.
Oh my god.
That's how it is, baby.
You're a long-time lover. You're another kind of mother. Man alive, that's wild.
Likes, being in control of his life and powers. Tacos and pizza. A friendly battle now and then.
People love freedom.
Blowing stuff up, ending a discussion with a single punch.
I don't like that.
Training street kids to fight. I'm playing the saxophone.
Is this a Rocky V situation?
Dislikes, when his fire powers go out of control. Having to wait for a problem to solve itself, being bossed around, feeling helpless when being short gets in the way, starting a problem without even doing anything. His theme song for us is "Remember the Name" by F Minor. So that's the 20%. What is it? 20% luck, 10% skill, something.
The greatest lyrics written in the history of the music.
Something, something. Concentrated power, will. Yeah, that sort of thing. That song, song that kind of sounds like Eminem or some shitty guy. Yeah, 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power skill. Will. Yes.
I reference that song a lot, actually.
It's the funniest song because it's so shitty.
It's really bad.
Yes. Note. This has a note next to it. Some profanity. Younger viewers watch with discretion. Some trivia from him.
Hey.
Rusty has had so many different inspirations that brought him to his current design. Infamous, video game, of course. Bleach. Full Metal Alchemist, a book I am starting.
Hey, can I just say so? I hate to interrupt.
Yes.
But this is mind blowing. The man who produced the track and helped co-write the song, Remember the Name, is Mike Shinoda, the founder of Linkin Park.
Oh. Okay. That explains a lot.
The fucking circular logic of this universe, of the music industry. There's a lot of shit. Bad
it's all
shit
inside,
going on in the music industry.
It's all inside business.
But man.
Inside baseball. A lot of greased palms.
It's the inside baseball business. I have greased palms and nobody ever gave me.
Yeah, so
yet.
Inspirations. Infamous, Bleach, Full Metal Alchemist, and a book he is starting called Emberman. The basis for his fighting style came from Yang Xiaolong and Ruby Rose's fighting styles from the WRBY Ruby series. Isn't that an anime?
Ruby, like RWBY?
Yes. Is that an anime?
It's like a the same people who made Red and Blue made a not anime. That's what? Not very good.
Or, oh.
You don't know about Ruby?
I know what I've heard it's, of it, but I don't know what it is.
It's like the CG thing that's kind of ugly. Oh, like and Machinima. Bad.
Oh, that sounds gross. Anyway, Russ, do we have any fan questions this week?
Oh, so many, so many, so many. First time tweeter, long time listener?
Sure.
Zinsky, the man, the person, I don't want to say the man.
Stefan.
The person with the goose avatar that's seen. Stefan, the person who has a goose avatar that's friends with all of my friends, but I literally do not know anything about them, asks, have you ever tried using pepperami instead of pepperoni as a topping?
What is pepperami?
I feel like it's a mid-90s attempt at a deodorant. That's another
it
company.
Is a, oh, look at it this. It's a pork sausage snack manufactured by Unilever in Germany. According to Unilever, it was first shipped to the UK by accident in a container which was supposed to be carrying pate. They tried what? Pepperami may be a portmanteau of pepperoni and salami. So I think it actually might just be kind of like pepperoni.
It's like a pepperoni salami Slim Jim.
Here's something you might be interested in, Russ. In 2011, Pepperami released a series of dog toys featuring the familiar animal character. Who I don't know who this animal man is, but the toys include the salami saucer, the salami screamer, the little nipper, the big one, the meaty muncher, the football fetch toy, sausage stretch, and flaming finger. So okay. This sounds kind of like
so
a good
first
brand.
Things first.
Yeah.
Now I only buy Slim Jim because Macho Man Randy Savage told me to.
R.I.P.
Yep. R.I.P. Pepperami. No, I would not put that on a pizza. However, sounds like a ship between, Sasami from
Sasami-san,
the anime
Bambanga,
character, yes. And Pepper Ed, the cartoon character, designed by the same man who brought us Codename Kitsune.
I could get into that. That seems
that
like a good
like
ship.
A fan fiction in the making.
That's what I'm gonna write.
Hey, man. Good ships defy universes and cultures.
Love transcends the boundaries of... Can.
You really need to write that, though.
I should. I'll do it next Christmas.
Pepper Ann. Anyway. Goddamn, I can't wait that long. I'll probably be dead by then.
Maybe.
Speaking of dying, good friend of the show, Ravi, our oldest and dearest friend, asks, if you were to be executed. Oh, man, I'm an idiot. If you were going to be executed tomorrow, what would your last pizza be?
Ooh, man, that's a tough one.
I'd like a nail file.
Oh, I would ask
pizza.
I know what
pizza
I would ask
covered.
For. I would ask for the chicken and bacon carbonara because it doesn't exist in so they either wouldn't be able to give it to me and they wouldn't be able to kill me because they couldn't give me my last pizza, or they would have to bring it back
that's
and
true,
then I could die
they
happy.
Would say it's too cruel.
Well, that's the thing, yeah, that's is they'd either have to bring
it's
it back,
cruel.
And then I would die after eating my favorite pizza, chicken and bacon carbonara, or they wouldn't be able to kill me because I couldn't have had my last meal, so they can't kill me.
They'd have to track down the old wise man in the Alps.
The shaman.
Who created it in the first place. A shaman, if you will.
A shaman.
a mystic pizza shaman. And bring him back down to the new world. And bring you your beloved chicken carbonara, which then, when everybody, you know, when you have your slice, you'll suddenly have your realization where who actually did the crime, and you can get them, and you'll be set free.
That sounds good.
Except unless, and then you'll probably die a week later, like that Sam Rockwell movie.
Yeah, yeah. That's how it always turns out.
Me, my last pizza. I like a nail file pizza.
Nail file pizza. Now, what if they just made you eat it in front of them?
Oh no!
Yes, that wouldn't turn
what
out so well.
What if they were like, "Hey, here are some manila folders and some toenail clippings. Eat that, you murderer!" I'm like, I deserve this.
Yeah, see, mine worked out better. You didn't plan this out that well. You should have planned a gun pizza.
I'm not a good planner.
You put some of the gun in it so I can bust out of here. I can take somebody hostage and get out of here.
Oh, hell yeah.
I made immunity to electricity and poison pizza, so now they can't kill me. Yeah, we're just making up bullshit here, Ravi. Yeah, sure, why not? I got immortality pizza. I got the Deadpool pizza that gives me a healing factor.
You're gonna say Immortan Joe pizza.
The Immortan Joe pizza. It's just made of water, I guess. I don't know.
Anyway. On the last question for the evening. Another dear friend of the show, not the oldest, not our dearest. What if Sonic was the Zodiac Killer? Asks Sam CB. Well, that's Ted Cruz. It's not.
Okay, now hold on. Do you think Ted Cruz would be a good Eggman? Because he kind of, if he shaved his head, I think. He's got the little beady eyes. He's got that big old nose.
I mean, you're saying when he loses the election and Trump is our new president, you know, Hollywood might come a calling.
Hollywood might come calling. I think if Ted Cruz shaved his head, if he grew a mustache, I think he could make a good Eggman. Because he's got the nose. He's got the little eyes.
And now he's got that sort of inhuman look on his face. He could torment Los Angeles instead of San Francisco.
Yes. I think that's
Jake Gyllenhaal will have to once again track him down and defeat him in a bare-knuckle fist fight.
Are you saying that Jake Gyllenhaal is the human Sonic?
No, but he aspires to be like Sonic. Well, don't we all do. He's just an everyman hero.
Yeah, that's true. I think we learned a lot today, Russ.
Anyway, I didn't. I feel stupider than ever.
Yeah, that's true.
It's because of Deadpool.
Oh, that Deadpool.
When Deadpool came on me, I wasn't very happy.
Now, how did he have like a dick flap in his suit, or how did that work?
So he was edging.
Yes.
And then he cut his dick off and then threw it at me, and all that spoim just flew everywhere.
Sploim? Do you say sploim?
His sploim. Well,
sploim. Oh boy.
Sploim.
Now, Russ,
like a combination of sperm and slime from Nickelodeon.
Yeah, you can't. Hey, you can't do that on television, Russ. Sperm. You can't jack off on television.
What is the actual name of? It's like goop. What is the name of Bleck? Nickelodeon Bleck.
First of all, Bleck is what they say in Mad Magazine. Gack is totally different. It is also slime. It is called slime. It is called slime. It is not Gack. Gack is a totally separate product. It is actually called slime.
What is Nickelodeon Gack then?
Gack is a product they sell separately. I believe Gack is like one of those sort of goo things that comes in a container and you press on it to make fart noises. I think that's what that is.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure I've had Gack at some point. Now there's Phloem too, but Phloem is like,
you've eaten Gack.
Foam and like, I don't know what is Phloem? It's foam and something else.
Yeah.
Foam and loam?
Foam and loam. And cream on chrome.
Oh boy. Now what
anyway,
if you,
speaking of oh boy, yeah, that's in the podcast.
Let's quantum leap into another podcast, Russ.
I'm Piscoblin on Twitter.
I'm at Action Ellen on Twitter. Got any other plugs, Russ? Follow us, the show at HogcastSD on Twitter and hogcast.com. Got that URL, baby. Yeah.
Got that URL. I've been doing a radio show with my friend Matt. It's Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's pretty funny. It's called Pop Culture Combat. It's less gross than this show, but not as good because we talk about Sonic Class.
Now, how much Deadpool do you talk?
We talked a lot about Deadpool. We were very optimistic about Deadpool, and you ruined it for me, so.
Oh, nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, because I'm irreverent, baby.
The ski is. You're too irreverent, man. Do you have any plugs?
I'm going to be starting a podcast with my friend and daughter, Lenore, at some point. We're going to just, I think the sort of the loose premise is that we're going to investigate different weird internet porn communities, starting with the Undertale porn community, and then investigate them and critique different pieces of art.
What about, are you ever going to make it to PBS Kids as a porn community?
Did you say PBS?
The Cyber Chase.
Oh, Cyber.
Yeah, PBS Kids.
Hold on a second. Are you saying that Cyber Chase? Okay, I've watched almost every episode of Cyber Chase, Russ. I want to know why you think that's a porn. I mean, it's clearly horny. I will grant you that much.
I bet there's a porn community. I'm going to say there's a porn community around it.
I mean, okay.
Because it was
listen,
a children's
it's got,
cartoon.
I mean,
at some
it's
point.
Got Christopher Lloyd in it, so I know there's porn in it.
That's true.
It's got Christopher Lloyd and Gilbert Gottfried in it, so I know.
Motherboard.
A motherboard. Ooh, boy. I want to get mommy dommed by motherboard.
Oh, boy. Very. It's like Tron. I want to kiss Tron. Anyway. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.
Oh, sorry. Live and learn.
Live and learn.
Live and learn. Wow. Live and learn. We really messed it up this week.
Russ, we can't keep doing this.
Live and learn.
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 Live and learn.